Greetings, friends, and welcome to this broadcast of Bible Studies. Ken Baird, your speaker. Today on the broadcast, we are going to begin a new series of studies, which we are going to entitle Our Hope. And we're taking the title directly from the Scriptures in 1 Timothy chapter 1 and verse 1. We read there in Paul's epistle to Timothy, Paul, an apostle of Jesus Christ, by the commandment of God our Savior and Lord Jesus Christ, which is our hope. Now, the words "which is" are in italics, and if you have the authorized version, you will notice that when the words are in italics, that means those words were supplied by the translators to smooth out the translation. It's not a paraphrase, it's a translation. And so we may omit those words if we wish. They're not inspired. And I like to do that. I like to follow the practice of omitting the italicized words for the sake of emphasis. And it's not any more done, more skillfully done, than when we do it right here in this scripture. I'll read it, if you will, please. Now, 1 Timothy 1:1, and again, Paul, an apostle of Jesus Christ, by the commandment of God and our Savior, and Lord Jesus Christ, our hope. I left out the "which is." He is our hope. This is not a vain hope. All the promises of God in Christ are yea and amen. This hope is not a vain hope. It's a sure hope. Now, what is the hope? The hope referred to, as we will go through the studies and you will see that, and I'll give you a rundown on the topics and you will understand that this is the hope of the return of the Lord Jesus Christ to take us to heaven. This world is in for a tremendous surprise. Some of these days, Christ is going to prove that he's alive, that he's in glory, that he's coming back to take his church home to heaven, and then after 7 years, to establish his kingdom. This might sound startling, But 7 years from now, it's very possible. It's more than possible. It's just a blessed hope that Christ will be on his throne in Jerusalem, governing this whole world. Christ is coming back to this world. And we see it in the Scriptures. Now, we'll see it when we consider the fact that our Lord Jesus Christ is going to come as our hope. Now, he is referred to as a blessed hope in Titus 2 and 13. Then we will consider on the next broadcast a purifying hope, a comforting hope, a glorious hope, a joyous hope, an imminent hope, and last broadcast of all, a rewarding hope. All of those hopes, 7 of them, connected with the coming again of our Lord Jesus Christ. And today we wish to see that hope expressed as a blessed hope. And we're going to be reading from Titus chapter 2 and verses 13. Well, we'll read verses 11 to 14. If you have your Bibles near at hand, you may wish to read with us. We read in verse 11 of Titus chapter 2, "For the grace of God that bringeth salvation hath appeared to all men, teaching us that denying ungodliness and worldly lusts, we should live soberly, righteously, and godly in this present world, looking for that blessed hope and the glorious appearing of our great God and Savior, our Lord Jesus Christ, who gave himself for us, that he might redeem us from all iniquity and purify unto himself a peculiar people, zealous of good works." Now, we have two appearances here. The appearance to take away our sins, that is past. You notice in verse 11, "For the grace of God that bringeth salvation hath appeared," that's past tense, "to all men." When did he do that? When he came into this world. Now, he's appearing again when he's coming back to this world to take out his church, and then after the period of tribulation, to establish his kingdom. Now, why is this called a blessed hope? The word "blessed" here in the original Greek means to be fortunate, blessed, and happy. And this is our portion. It is our hope. The Lord is coming to rapture us out of this world. And this rapture is pre-tribulational. It's before the tribulation. The church does not go through the tribulation. We'll touch on this as we go through the outline of our lesson today. Now, it's blessed because it provides an escape from the great tribulation, and it's blessed because it provides an escape from our bodies of humiliation that have felt the plague of sin. It's going to be an instant deliverance from our bodies. We'll take that up when we consider the comforting hope. Now, this is a hope that is indeed to be realized, and very soon, we believe. Let's consider, first of all, that the church will be caught up before the judgment falls. Now, we see this in several portions of Scripture. We're going to read in 1 Thessalonians chapter 5 and verse 9. We read there, "For God hath not appointed us to wrath," that is, to go through the tribulation. He's appointed the world to go through the wrath of God during that seven-year period, but not the church. "Before God hath not appointed us to wrath, but to obtain salvation by our Lord Jesus Christ, to obtain deliverance by him." He is going to come and save us from the awful revelation of the wrath of God that is going to call the fall upon this world. And then we're going to consider another scripture in this respect, Revelation chapter 3 and verse 10. This is John's letter to the Philippian, or rather to the Thessalonian, I'll say it pretty soon, the Philadelphian church. Here it is. He writes to Philadelphia as that church just before he comes, and he says, "Because thou hast kept the word of my patience, I will also keep thee from the hour of temptation," that's the great tribulation, "which shall come upon all the world. They'll be tried and they'll be judged, to try them that dwell upon the earth." He is coming back to rescue us, to catch us away before that judgment falls. Now, in theological terms, this makes the rapture pre-tribulational. Now, we're as opposed to mid-trib and post-trib. We're not going to go into those various views of the tribulation or the rapture of the church. But it is pre-tribulation as we will develop it. Now, the Lord warns of the awful judgment of the tribulation that is coming upon this earth. We're going to refer you now to Matthew chapter 24, verses 15 to 24. These are the words of the Lord near the end of his earthly ministry before he goes to the cross. He says in verse 15 of Matthew 24, "When ye therefore shall see the abomination of desolation, spoken of by Daniel the prophet, stand in the holy place, whoso readeth, let him understand. Then let them which be in Judea flee to the mountains. Let him which is on the housetop not come down to take anything out of his house. Neither let him which is in the field return back to take his clothes. And woe unto them that are with child, to them that give suck in those days. But pray ye that your flight will not be in winter, neither on the Sabbath day. For then shall be great tribulation." These are the words of the Lord. "Great tribulation, such as was not since the beginning of the world to this time, nor ever shall be. Except those days should be shortened, there should no flesh be saved. But for the elect's sake, those days shall be shortened. Then if any man shall say unto you, Lo, here is Christ, or there is Christ, believe it not. For there shall arise false Christs and false prophets." And he tells us later, his coming will be absolutely unmistakable. Now, this is the deliverance from the great tribulation. Let's talk about the deliverance from the plague of this body. We read in Philippians chapter 3, verses 20 and 21, where Paul writes to those people whom he dearly loved, "For our conversation," and he's talking about our citizenship, that's the marginal reading, is in heaven, from whence also we look for the Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ, who shall change our vile body. That's better translated. It's the marginal reading is the body of our humiliation, that it may be fashioned like unto his glorious body, according to the working whereby he is able to subdue all things unto himself. Now this is our deliverance, our escape from this body, which is called, in the authorized version, it is called the body of humiliation. It has felt the plague of sin, and our hope will come to rescue us out of that body. That will be the rapture of our Savior, from the body of humiliation. I really gave a live audience a startling statement one day not too long ago, a year or two ago perhaps. I was preaching on the coming of the Lord Jesus, and I said to the audience, I'm going to tell you something that will startle you. I'm only two-thirds saved. Well, that made them sit up in their seats. This preacher of the Word of God, only two-thirds saved. But then I quickly explained myself. My soul and my spirit is saved, but I am living in an unsaved body. And the Lord Jesus Christ here in Philippians is called Savior because he is going to save me from an unsaved body. Oh, how wonderful. And that body is going to be shaped like to his glory. Who shall change our vile body, this body of humiliation, that it might be fashioned like unto his glorious body, according to the working whereby he is able to subdue all things unto himself? We're going to take that up in a succeeding broadcast as the glorious hope. And it is glory to think of the fact that Christ is coming back to this earth, and he's going to rescue us from these bodies. Two escapes, from the tribulation and from a body that is plagued by sin, from the body that is a body of humiliation. Oh, there's nothing that flatters a person more than calling him by his name. And I think there is no embarrassment quite so great as calling him by the wrong name. I had this experience not many days ago. It was humiliating. But someday I'm going to get a body that will not forget. Someday I'm going to escape from this body. That's going to happen instantly. It can happen in two ways. It can happen in death, and that will be escape from the body of this humiliation. Or it can happen at the rapture, and that rapture is our hope. That will be our experience, that we will be rescued from that body of humiliation by the return of our Lord Jesus Christ by his glorious shout. We will take that up under the comforting hope in a later broadcast. Thank you for tuning in today. Shall we ask the Lord's blessing? Father, do bless these subjects, we pray, as we take them up on the coming again of our Lord Jesus Christ. We pray in Christ's name, giving thanks. Amen.